This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Desperate. Again, the Washington Post yesterday said, hey, should we fine or fee or sue or arrest Donald Trump? It's his fault, you know, that he claims we should have some sovereignty. It's his fault he's causing all the problems. Meanwhile, ICE has released 123 illegals that committed 125 murders. That story from the Examiner. That's just one story. This is totally crazy. Let me shift gears into this subject in closing, Roger Stone. We bring up the mainstream media investigating whether Ted Cruz has got girlfriends on the side. And what I said here is, I'm not giving that a pass. What I am saying is, how can the Clintons, Bill be raping women, Hillary covering it up, Hillary with all these women around her, you know, staying in her hotel room, you know, she's known bisexual, probably just a lesbian, whatever. I don't even get into that issue. But why being a protected group sexually, like a lesbian, is she allowed to then cheat on her husband? But if Ted Cruz is cheating on his wife, then it's bad. It's like crazy how the left gets passes on everything. Drudge is always, you know, pointing out who her girlfriends are. And the media acts like he's making that up. It's known that she's Seymour Tail than a toilet seat. So I'm asking you right now, where do you think all this shakes out in the election, them coming after Trump? I know he's owned it, you know, getting off his jet with a bunch of beautiful women from the pageant. I know he's, you know, in between, you know, divorces, had girlfriends. Big deal. The guy doesn't hide it. In 3 minutes, closing remarks, I'm concerned about that down the road.
Yeah, I think that there are greater concerns. I have a greater concern for his personal safety, to be honest with you, because this is a non-starter. There's no question whatsoever that Trump had numerous beautiful and glamorous girlfriends in between his marriages. But the issue here is not marital infidelity, and it's not adultery. In the case of the Clintons, it's something much darker. It's rape. It's sexual assault, in which Hillary has been an accessory in all of those sex crimes. Because as you know, and as I established in my book, The Clinton's War on Women, Hillary is the one who runs the campaign to intimidate and bully and terrorize these women out of testifying or out of going public.
Sure, let me ask you this. Trump is winning
the primary issue.
Then shifting out of that, but back into his safety, he's winning the electronic air war. These rallies are great, but this is where they're going to try to cap him. If you're worried about his safety, he's got a lot of courage. I guess we're just rolling the dice here.
Yeah, I don't think we have any choice. He's not going to hide. It's not his nature. And he's not going to cower. It's just not his nature. So, we pray for him every day. We pray for his safety because this is the last best hope for Western civilization. This is the last best hope for the sovereignty of the American people. Is Trump perfect? No, he's not perfect.
Well, I'll say this. It makes me like him even more that he went at the attacker and that he's not a coward. And I know full well the Secret Service is telling him, stop these big rallies. There's too many people do small town halls that the other candidates do because they're cowards, not just crowds that they don't have. And he's saying, no, I'm going to do it. So that's a real manly trait right there, Mr. Stone.
Well, again, look at this video of this fellow, Thomas DiMassimo, the guy who attacked him, and it is chilling. He's waving an Uzi.
Yeah, tell us where to find that video. Where'd you find that particular video?
I will have to forward it to you. I got it from a former congressman from North Carolina this morning, great patriot, Billy Henry.
No, I saw stuff about him talking about ISIS, Al-Qaeda, and seeing that, and I looked, and I'm gonna put his name in and find it. I'm going to have that for Paul Watson coming up. I mean, I've seen it in text. I haven't seen it yet. Well, he said he wanted to kill Trump. Why isn't he in trouble?
Yeah, it's extraordinary. Look, I apologize today for not having our visual feed. I just spoke to 500 women at lunch about Hillary Clinton. I'm with a good friend of yours, Ed Dean, who is the king of Florida radio. And the palpable buzz here is Trump wins Florida big, double digits.
So they're going to try to kill him or say he's a monster, and that's it. We got to pray for him. Trump is the anti-establishment candidate. We've got to get behind him. Roger Stone, thanks for the time. Great job. We'll talk to you again soon, sir.
Great to be with you, Alex, as always.
Thank you. Thanks for all the exclusives you give us.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Sharon Hunt. Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
A clean, toxic-free body is the foundation of true health. Deep Cleanse by InfoWarsLife.com. A scientifically formulated blend of nanocolloidal zeolites and organic ingredients that aid the body in cleansing chemicals and toxic metals. Using our proprietary multi-step extraction technology, Deep Cleanse is our most affordable all-in-one cleanser. With concentrated organic compounds like cilantro, milk thistle, fulvic acid, orange peel, zeolites, and others, Deep Cleanse doesn't hold back. Instead of buying 5, 6, or even 7 different cleansing products, we use decades-old scientific research to put together the Rolls-Royce of all-in-one cleansing. Look, there's a reason Deep Cleanse is the only product on the market that uses our proprietary Spigerex herbal processing technique. We use only the highest quality organic herbs backed by serious research, and we still bring it to you at the best price out there. If you wish to find Deep Cleanse and experience the all-in-one cleansing, visit InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop, and no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones.
Alex has been covering the latest Trump news there with Roger Stone. Specifically, and this is what I'm going to talk about in this hour, how the media is fermenting an environment which could lead to assassination attempts against Donald Trump. Now, we've been talking about this for months. We've been talking about Trump having Secret Service protection. Back in October last year, of course, Roger Stone revealed recently that Trump wears a bulletproof vest at all times during his public events because these threats are very real. You can go on Twitter at any time of the day and find hundreds and thousands of people saying either that Trump should be assassinated, somebody should, quote, take one for the team and assassinate Trump, or in some cases they say they're going to do it directly. Now, of course, we've had this huge scandal about Twitter censoring conservatives for having the wrong political opinions, banning them, deleting their accounts. These anti-Trump, unhinged, crazed extremists, in almost every single case, remain on Twitter. Nothing happens to them. I've been highlighting several of these tweets over the last few days. Basically, people saying somebody should assassinate Trump, save America from fascism, etc., etc. Nothing happens to these people. There was one instance where somebody found out the employment address, the employment of this woman who was a nurse who was making violent threats against both Donald Trump and his family. She got terminated from her job, so there are consequences for some of this. Again, I'm not for getting people fired from their jobs. I'm just for highlighting the sheer stupidity and how it completely counters the media narrative, which we've seen all along, that Donald Trump himself is responsible for the violence that we saw in Chicago on Friday night. So just to introduce this, let's go to the video, the truth about what happened in Chicago, the riot during the Trump event that was cancelled on Friday night. Here's that clip.
Crazed, violent Bernie Sanders supporters, Black Lives Matter extremists and other leftist agitators crashed a Donald Trump rally in Chicago last night. Unhinged mobs assaulted people, attacked police, tore up signs, blocked ambulances, fired guns in the air and threatened to rape women. "Oh, but that's just their free speech," cried the media and Bernie Sanders supporters. Really? So if Donald Trump voters had crashed the Bernie Sanders event, assaulted his supporters, attacked police, tore up signs, blocked ambulances, fired guns in the air and threatened to rape women, you'd say that was just their free speech. Look at this Bernie supporter expressing his free speech. He's an anti-violence activist after all. Here's another peaceful Bernie voter, proudly threatening to physically attack Trump supporters. Here's a peaceful Bernie supporter flying a communist flag, a political system responsible for the deaths of hundreds of millions of people. So peaceful! Here are Black Lives Matter supporters wishing that someone had tried to assassinate Trump in Chicago. Look who showed up to voice his support for the anti-Trump crowd. Domestic terrorist Bill Ayers. And who did Megyn Kelly blame for all this? Donald Trump.
Trump's own rhetoric at his rallies, and in particular, some of the violence we have seen at his rallies, some of the violent clashes with protesters, who often are African American, has fed into what we're seeing here tonight.
Who did Rachel Maddow blame? Donald Trump.
Before this rally started, when we saw what was happening in the streets outside this event, and we saw what Donald Trump had done to incite violence, and I'm saying that deliberately, to incite violence from his event earlier today in St. Louis.
Who did Ted Cruz blame? Donald Trump.
But in any campaign, responsibility starts at the top. Any candidate is responsible for the culture of the campaign. You create an environment that only encourages this sort of nasty discourse.
Who did Marco Rubio blame? You guessed it, Donald Trump.
There are real consequences to the words that someone speaks, whether it's as a presidential candidate or ultimately as a president.
Donald Trump's rhetoric is to blame. I guess the Bernie supporters were offended, just like the Charlie Hebdo jihadists were offended. Poor babies. Listen, if over 1,000 violent, angry Trump supporters behaved anything like this, do you think the media would describe them as legitimate protesters? Oh, but they're protesting against fascism by silencing people's free speech with intimidation tactics and threatening them with violence if they vote a certain way. Yeah, I'm not sure if you knew this, but that's actually a hallmark of fascism. These are the people who will riot and burn American cities to the ground if Trump is elected president. Why? Because they've been given legitimacy by a mainstream media who said that looting and rioting was an acceptable form of protest after Ferguson. Black Lives Matter has been given credence despite the fact that its ideological inspiration is a convicted cop killer on the FBI's most wanted terrorist list. Despite the fact that its supporters have called for killing cops, plotted to bomb police stations, and have actually killed police officers. This is the group that Hillary Clinton promised to change laws to appease, whether you love or loathe Donald Trump. Encouraging this kind of mayhem is a recipe for disaster.
So that was the video I put out on Saturday, just a few hours after this news broke about what was happening in Chicago. It got over 500,000 views at the current state of play. Now, that was what happened in Chicago. Of course, this was before the crazed domestic extremist who has been celebrated by the social justice warriors and the media tried to jump the stage and attack Trump, but he was just going to say Trump was a racist and you can believe him because he seems like a perfectly calm and reasonable person. But that was just after the incident in Chicago with the Bernie Sanders supporters crashing the Donald Trump rally. Again, you know, firing guns in the air, blocking ambulances, assaulting people, all the footage is out there. And we had this huge media narrative come together immediately after, you'll notice, this secretive meeting organized by the American Enterprise Institute in a remote island off of Georgia, where they coordinated on how they were going to stop Trump. And then we had this coordinated media narrative, despite the fact that all this violence was coming from the left, was coming from Bernie Sanders supporters, that it was Trump's fault. And this narrative continued on Sunday evening, even after the crazed radical tried to assault Trump with the Democratic town hall event with Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton. Let's go to their comments about Trump himself being responsible for the violence. Here's that video.
Trump said that he is prepared to pay the legal costs of an individual who sucker punched somebody at a recent event. He's going to pay the legal fees of somebody who committed a terrible act of violence. What that means is that Donald Trump is literally inciting violence with his supporters. He is saying, if you go out and beat somebody up, that's okay. I'll pay the legal fees.
He actually incites violence in the way that he urges his audience on, you know, talking about punching people, offering to pay legal bills. And then on the specifics, you know, we know that he has been incredibly bigoted towards so many groups. He talks about deporting 11, 12 million immigrants. We're a nation built on immigrants. He talks about preventing Muslims from coming into our country. We believe in religious freedom. There's just so much of what he's doing that I think we all have to reject.
So they have Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders continuing with the narrative that Trump himself is responsible for the violence. Of course, Clinton there outright brazenly lied and said that Trump wanted to deport 12 million immigrants. He wants to deport illegal immigrants. There is a distinction to be made there, so she lied in that instance. And then again, they jumped on board the bandwagon, demonizing Trump, feeding into this media narrative that he's the one inciting violence. And this has become the big story across all the media networks, all of which have completely ignored the real instances where people are inciting violence on a daily basis against Trump, which is on social media. You can go right now to Twitter, type in the search box, assassinate Trump, in quotation marks. See how many tweets there are just over the past 24 hours alone. Then compare it to a search for assassinate Hillary or assassinate Bernie. It's literally 100-1. But again, it's Trump that's inciting violence. Yes, the comments that he makes about, you know, I want to punch the agitator in the face when he interrupts his rally, they're silly and stupid comments, but they pale. They pale in significance and volume to the actual direct death threats that Donald Trump receives on a daily basis, on an hourly basis. Sometimes it's 100 an hour, especially immediately after his speeches, his political events. Now we have Trump supporters. Of course, we had the T-shirt that somebody was wearing in Chicago on Friday night. You know, if you're going to vote for Trump, you're going to get jumped. Because you can't have your own political opinion, you can't have your own democratic choice, because we're anti-fascist protesters, so we're going to protest by acting like fascists and saying we will violently attack you if you disagree with us politically, because that's liberal and trendy. You've got that going on, and now you've got Trump supporters being harassed, being hit with death threats themselves, simply again, for saying they will vote for Trump. Not only have we had yard signs being torn, ripped up, defaced, now we've got people getting direct death threats. We'll get more into it in the next segment on the Alex Jones Show live 4th hour overdrive. I'm Paul Joseph Watson. All the breaking news at Infowars.com. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story of how SelectQuote goes to bat for you buying term life insurance. A while back, a man called me who had had prostate cancer. He asked if I could beat a very high quote another life insurance agent had given him. I said, let me see. Well, I took his pertinent information, then shopped the highly rated, price-competitive companies we represent, and found one who pre-approved him for a premium way below what he had been quoted. When it comes to term life insurance, no other company touches SelectQuote's experience and expertise in finding the right policy at the right price for almost anyone. How about you?
For your free quote, call 1-800-654-1632. That's 1-800-654-1632. 1-800-654-1632. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save.
Brainforce, it's completely different. Try a bottle of it. Rob Duke joins us. You worked, I guess, like 20-plus hours. Tell us what Brainforce did.
I've been working all day. I took a couple hours off coaching basketball. I get in here at 8:30. I was kind of run down. You know, I just didn't feel like I was going to make it. And I really wanted to do a good job on the interview. I got my bottle of Brainforce right there. I popped two of them. And about 20 minutes later, it's like, bing, everything just kind of clears up.
It's got 4.5 stars. People really love it. About it, find out why third-party nutraceutical sites give it such high praise, because it really does have the best organic-based systems that will blow your socks off.
I haven't pulled an all-nighter like that in a while, but I probably could not have done it without Brainforce. I went home about 6:45 this morning, took 3 hours of sleep, got up, took two more Brainforce, and came in.
You will find Brainforce and other game-changing products at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hi there. Are you an unhappy timeshare owner? Have you ever asked yourself, how can I get rid of my timeshare? Does your story go something like Stacy's story goes? Here's Stacy now.
My husband and I went and visited a resort, and they kind of attacked us, and they kept sending more and more people until we finally said yes, and we bought this timeshare, and then we were stuck in this timeshare that we couldn't get rid of, and we tried all different ways. They made it seem like it was this really great deal, and when we said no originally, then they brought the price down, and then when we still said no, they brought in the manager, and they brought the price down even lower, and they started breaking out in different ways to make it look like it was this really awesome deal. The reality was it wasn't an awesome deal at all.
To cancel your timeshare contract, call ACC today. It's an attorney-based program with a free consultation. The first 20 callers get a 20% discount. Call now, 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948. Call today, 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948.
No one knows what it's like to be the bad man, to be the sad man behind blue eyes.
We are back on the Alex Jones Show.
No one knows what it's like.
I'm Paul Joseph Watson. We're talking about Hillary Clinton, Bernie Sanders, the entirety of the media, the political class, demonizing Donald Trump, saying that he's to blame for the violent rhetoric, for the violence we saw in Chicago, when Donald Trump himself is hit by a deluge of death threats on a daily basis. We had the Egyptian student El Sayed recently basically agreed to be deported because of a threat that he made on Facebook. Quote, I literally don't mind taking a lifetime sentence in jail for killing this guy. I would actually be doing the whole world a favor. He's basically being deported for that. That's quite mild compared to some of what I see on Twitter every single day regarding death threats made against Donald Trump. We had the guy try and jump the stage on Saturday saying that he planned this attack, that he was prepared to be a martyr. He was tweeting emoticons of a gun next to a head in reference to what he planned to do at this event. Now, he was unharmed. He was unarmed, sorry. He claimed he was going to get up on the stage and call Donald Trump a racist. How original. But who knows what he was going to do. He was violent. He was unhinged. He's being pictured with gangbangers. So who knows what he was going to do. But the point is, Trump's getting these death threats. People are being deported for these death threats in some instances. There's no way they could find all these people because it's literally thousands a day. And then we've got this out of WTOP.com. Local Trump supporter says she's facing harassment and vandalism. Someone has stolen the Donald Trump signs from her yard, spray painted her house with messages, and a motorcyclist stopped to threaten her life. But a Gainesville, Virginia woman says that while she's frightened and exhausted by the ordeal, she won't be intimidated. Judy Beatty has vowed to put up more Trump yard signs. She says she's been told by Virginia State Police they will provide additional security measures. I can't even tell you how hard it is to deal with something like this. I feel like I'm very violated at this point and very threatened, says Beatty. She awoke Wednesday morning to find the Trump signs gone and her neat White House spray painted with the words, Revolution! And can you see the new world through the tear gas? Quote, I get all these nutcases riding by here going, feel the burn. I had one guy yesterday telling me I was going to die. So she's being told that she's going to die. She's having her house vandalized by Bernie Sanders supporters. I guess Donald Trump's to blame for that. Let's just blame Donald Trump because that's easier. Because it fits into this media narrative that's been promoted since Chicago on Friday night by both left and right. Rachel Maddow, Megyn Kelly, Ted Cruz, Marco Rubio, Bernie Sanders, Hillary Clinton, right across the board. So again, there's no louder progenitor of hateful, vitriolic, violent rhetoric than the anti-Trump crowd. So why is Trump himself being blamed for this violent rhetoric? Is Fox News reporting on the deluge of death threats being made against Trump? No, they're too busy lying about a Trump campaign staffer who grabbed a woman by the arm. And then Fox News and this woman, this poor victim who was almost crying, claimed that it was some kind of vicious assault. Before the video came out, in fact, we can roll this video now as I talk over it. Basically, it's Donald Trump walking through a venue. This Breitbart reporter, she's now resigned, is trying to ask him a question over and over again. Trump walks by. One of Trump's campaign staffers basically grabs her by the arm for about a split second. And yes, that's wrong. He shouldn't have done that. But the way they've overblown this, she went onto Fox News. She went onto Megyn Kelly afterwards and said, you know, oh, he almost threw me to the ground. She portrayed it. She characterized it as some kind of vicious assault. You know, like he was manhandling her like King Kong or something. The famous scene where, you know, King Kong scoops up the lady. She was trying to portray it as some kind of vicious attack. She had a Washington Post eyewitness. He ginned it up because he wanted to get a story out of it. And she said, this is the worst thing that's ever happened to me apart from my father dying. I mean, watch the video clip. He basically brushes past her. Yes, he might grab her arm for a split second, and he shouldn't have done that. But the way they've spun this, before that video came out, it's a complete hoax. But they're doing it because it's part of this coordinated media campaign to claim that Trump is encouraging violence. If they can demonize his campaign staffer as being some brutal bully who physically assaults women and tries to throw them to the ground, which is what they claimed this was before the video came out, proving them completely wrong, then they can associate it with Trump. They can claim it's caused by his hateful rhetoric
while he's deluged by 1,000 hateful death threats every day on Twitter, while people are trying to jump the stage to attack him, while his supporters are having their property defaced, are being thrown death threats on a daily basis. We'll get more into it after the break on the Alex Jones Show Live, Infowars.com. Don't go
away. We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, molds, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Mother,
with the four-hour overdrive of the Alex Jones Show. So basically last night, Fox News pulled this stunt once again. The Breitbart writer on, Michelle Fields, who went on there and almost broke down into tears, claiming that she'd been viciously assaulted by this Trump campaign staffer. They didn't play the video, which shows the actual incident, where Trump walks past, she tries to ask him a couple of questions, Trump ignores this reporter, so then this campaign staffer basically brushes her aside. You know, he grabs her arm, she later showed some bruises, who knows where they came from, but it wasn't a vicious assault. I mean, let's be honest about this. Should they have apologized for it? Maybe. But the way it was characterized by Fox News and the way it was woven into this narrative that Trump is this evil Hitler-like authoritarian that's encouraging people to attack anyone who questions him, it was completely blown out of proportion. And we can see the video again, if we can play that video again. This is the Breitbart reporter
who went on Fox News and almost broke down crying, said that this was the worst thing to happen in her entire life, aside from her own father dying. She was basically brushed aside. I mean, if that's the worst thing, the second worst thing that's happened to her in her entire life, then she's probably had a pretty sweet life. This is completely mischaracterized. People started resigning from Breitbart. You had Ben Shapiro resign. You had Michelle Fields resign. I think you had another resignation today. And again, they characterized it as a vicious assault. They're not reporting on the hundreds and thousands of tweets threatening to kill Donald Trump. That's not violent rhetoric. That's not hateful enough. But somebody brushing aside a reporter, and it's like the end of the world. So Fox News is not reporting on that. CNN is not reporting on the violent death threats against Donald Trump on a daily basis. They're too busy giving a platform to the extremists who tried to attack Trump in Ohio, making him out to be a reasonable guy. This is an individual who said that he was prepared to become a martyr while he was planning this attack. He got up on Twitter the day before, the day of, said, "I've accepted the fact I'm going to be a martyr," tweeted an emoji of a gun being fired into someone's head. The next day, he's on CNN and he's perfectly reasonable. He's a protester. Okay, so imagine if a crazed right-wing extremist who called himself a martyr for his cause had tried to get up on stage and accost Hillary Clinton. Would CNN be trying to legitimize and humanize the guy? Would they call him a protester? You know, what if one of the Oregon militia members had got up on stage and tried to, you know, hijack Bernie Sanders' platform? Would CNN call him a legitimate protester? No. But they're spinning this coordinated narrative that violence is acceptable if it's directed against Donald Trump, because it's Donald Trump's fault. Then you have Twitter, which of course bans conservatives for having the wrong politics, still giving this guy a platform, this guy who jumped up on stage to try and attack Trump. They're not censoring him, they're not deleting his account. This again sends the message. CNN giving him a platform sends the message to thousands of other potentially violent lunatics. You too can become a media star by physically attacking Trump. They're legitimizing this. They're encouraging this. They're inciting violence. The media is inciting violence, not Donald Trump. Then look what happened in Chicago, as you heard in the video before. You know, imagine if Donald Trump supporters had crashed a Bernie Sanders rally. Imagine if they were caught on camera firing machine guns, blocking ambulances, assaulting people, waving Nazi flags. Would the media describe them as peaceful protesters? No. Yet that's all we've heard since Chicago. So again, this is the classic leftist social justice warrior tactic. You stage the violence and then you claim that you're the victim. And today the Washington Post came out and doubled down on this. They basically lied and tried to claim that Trump had cooked up a giant conspiracy to sabotage his own event in Chicago. You know, like Trump controls the George Soros-funded radicals who caused this mayhem. So they were like, how dare Donald Trump even plan to have an event in Chicago, given the amount of people, the amount of, you know, leftists who support Bernie Sanders, who support Hillary Clinton. How dare he even go to Chicago? How dare he violate their safe space? Like a Republican candidate is not even allowed to go there. And of course, it's his fault. It's all his fault. It's his fault that the ambulance has got blocked. It's his fault that they're running around assaulting people, firing guns in the air. Because again, this is the narrative being pushed. Violence is justified because you don't have to take responsibility for it. Just as they didn't have to take responsibility in Ferguson, in Baltimore. Just blame Donald Trump. So every major politician, you saw, you saw Bernie Sanders, you saw Hillary Clinton, unify simultaneously to promote this mantra that Trump's rhetoric is responsible for the violence. When he's the target of the violence again and again. Yes, he made silly comments about wanting to punch people in the face. But he's not inciting the violence. You compare that to the violence that's being incited on Twitter every single day. That is inciting violence. CNN won't talk about it. Fox News won't talk about it. Because they're protecting this establishment narrative that Donald Trump is responsible for the violence. Now let's go to this clip, which is basically a bunch of GOP insiders. This is really interesting. Sat round a table, this is out of a PBS documentary, I think, that's about to air, scheming on how they're going to stop Donald Trump. Listen to how desperate they sound. Listen to the message that they're conveying, which is what we've said all along. The media, the political class, cannot control Donald Trump, whether you love him or loathe him. And I don't agree with many of his policies, but he's a maverick. He's self-funded. He's outside of their control. He's unpredictable. And this whole thing is bigger than Donald Trump. If Donald Trump loses, if Hillary gets in, whatever happens, this will merely continue to build. Because it's part of a political revolution that is a complete rejection of the establishment, of the lobbyists, of people being screwed over and not represented by the Washington elite. Now listen to the arrogance of these GOP insiders as they scheme in their desperation of how they're going to stop Trump. Let's go to that clip.
Everybody around this table that I know, we've been in every presidential campaign probably since 1980 in various degrees. And in Trump's problem, he doesn't have a compass. You don't know what his compass is.
And how problematic is that for the future of the party?
I think before it's all over, it's going to be hugely problematic.
I talk to people all the time, as I'm sure everybody around the table does, and they say, why don't you Republicans do something about this guy? Okay. I'm sorry, this is not the Soviet Union. We can't call a meeting and decide Trump is out.
And we hate that. Denying dictatorship, who's for it? Trump is doing well for one reason. He understands the climate and the culture of America today better than anybody at this table.
How do you feel about the fact that the Republican nominee may be someone that none of you know?
Shell-shocked. Bewildered. Republicans are hierarchical, respectful of authority. We fall in line. And Trump has interrupted that cycle.
Donald Trump, nobody thought of him as any kind of political leader until 6 months ago.
He's not articulate. He's not poised. He's not informed. All he has going for him is a lot of votes. Why hasn't any of that hit home? Here we are. Here we are.
I think everyone's kind of buying into this he's inevitable and that he can't be stopped. I believe he can be stopped.
What are you doing or plan to do to stop him?
He's working with chaos.
Exactly.
What are you doing?
We're working on it. We were effective in Iowa, and that was enough to knock him in the second.
None of us know who you're talking about.
Our principal.
Katie Packer.
What's your role in that pack?
Polling. Which is now public record.
But which concerns you more? That he'd lose the general if he were the nominee, or how he'd do as president?
Losing the election. What we're facing is a choice between Hillary and
Trump. So what you're saying is vote for the least of two evils.
Do you know for sure Trump would be a better president than Hillary Clinton?
No, but it's a risk that I'm willing to take. If we get off into splitting our party, we can't put it back together. Humpty Dumpty won't come back together.
That's the great dividing line in that question right there.
Because you care more about his being president.
I'm scared of him as president. I think he's an authoritarian figure. To deport 12 million people, build a wall on the Mexican border, and impose a religious test on people coming into this country is so violent.
Okay, so that's
a
Showtime clip of a bunch of GOP insiders sat around a table discussing how they're going to stop Donald Trump. Again, a couple of them get it, that this is representative of a wider revolution that's outside of the Republican Party. It's outside of Donald Trump. But others lament the fact that this isn't the Soviet Union, that they can't act as, quote, benign dictators and just throw him out of the race altogether. And how shifty did they look while they were asking each other about the little schemes they're going to cook up to try and get rid of Donald Trump. It's a very interesting clip. You can see the full clip on YouTube. But a more accurate summation of what's going on with Trump was voiced today by David Stockman, former U.S. Office of Management and Budget Director. He was on Bloomberg to discuss Trump's role against the Washington and Wall Street establishment. why no president can save the U.S. economy. Let's go to this Bloomberg clip. This is David Stockman.
The week when Donald Trump sews it up, or is John Kasich going to be the fly in the ointment and win the Ohio race?
I think it looks pretty inevitable, but I would say that Donald Trump is a flying wedge of repudiation to the whole phony Washington Wall Street narrative that everything is fixed and we're going to go on and live happily ever after. He is right. The great unwashed masses of Main Street know the only thing that's happened is that we have another huge financial bubble, that a few thousand traders and hedge funds have made a killing, that a few million households who have the financial assets are better off, and everyone else is no better off, in fact, worse were before the crisis. So what he is articulating, and I don't agree with half of what he says and his wall on the Mexican border and so forth, but what he's articulating is the establishment scam is an untruth, it's a big lie, and we're going to face a day of reckoning here.
So that's David Stockman on Bloomberg. He gets it, that this is bigger than Trump. It's bigger than the Republican Party. Some of the GOP establishment still don't get that. And they're still desperate from allowing Donald Trump to get anywhere near the White House, even if that involves supporting Hillary Clinton. So now we've seen this huge media narrative. This is the latest big gambit to sink Donald Trump's credibility, to blame him for this violence, and in fact to encourage more violence. This is the escalation that they hope to trigger. They want to incite more violence by blaming Donald Trump for inciting violence, therefore giving people who want to commit violence, and there are plenty of mentally deranged people out there perfectly willing to do that, giving them the legitimacy to go ahead and do it. That's what's happening in the aftermath of this domestic extremist who tried to rush the stage on Saturday night. But this climate of violence and intimidation now sweeping America has nothing to do with Donald Trump. It has everything to do with a president who said that what happened in Ferguson was an understandable form of protest. Okay, Michael Brown, a thug who charged her and tried to grab a cop's gun. That was their big icon for this big protest in Ferguson. But Obama said that that was legitimate. That was understandable to protest that incident. And of course they protested it by burning and looting the entire city, by razing black-owned businesses to the ground. Then you had the likes of Time magazine, who were also to blame for this climate of violence now sweeping America, for asserting that violent rioting is a legitimate form of protest. Remember the headline, "In Defense of Rioting," Time magazine. And of course that was a message acted upon by the thugs who ransacked Baltimore just 5 or 6 months later. So I blame the media. This is not Donald Trump's fault. This goes way back before Donald Trump even came onto the scene in the presidential race. You had the media parroting the hands up, don't shoot hoax that fueled the Ferguson unrest. Never happened. No evidence it ever happened. Yet for months and months, the media parroted that lie to stoke up this resentment, this racial division in America. And then I blame Hillary Clinton, I blame the New York Times and the political class for anointing Black Lives Matter as a respectable political movement. Now, it doesn't mean that certain people within Black Lives Matter or people that support some of its aims, you know, aren't decent, respectable people, but the leadership, the founders. You look at the three founders of Black Lives Matter. Their ideological inspiration, and this is the woman whose name they chant over and over again at Black Lives Matter rallies, Assata Shakur. She's a convicted cop killer who is on the FBI's most wanted terrorist list. That's the icon for Black Lives Matter. Imagine if the Oregon militia group announced that their icon was Timothy McVeigh, the Oklahoma City bomber, and then they got a glowing profile in the New York Times. Not going to happen. So why has it happened with Black Lives Matter? Well, it's because the media is to blame for inciting this racial division in America. They want to keep people divided because they don't want people to come together and realize that we've got problems outside of race The problem is this political establishment, and that's why Bernie Sanders and Donald Trump are getting all these supporters. So Donald Trump isn't to blame for that. So we've got this environment that's now being created. In fact, there's an article out of Breitbart by Raheem Kassan. He points out that the media's role now is to send out a green light to every lunatic that it's legitimate to try and attack Trump. This is part of the Dirty Tricks campaign that they've now launched. Because they're going to force, you know, the security at Trump rallies to be more oppressive. They're going to force Trump to stand further away from his audience. You saw the video just yesterday, I think it might have played it earlier, it's up on Infowars.com, where this guy who legally emigrated to the United States wants to get up on stage. Obviously a big PR boon for Donald Trump, but Trump's hesitant to even allow him to get up on stage in the first place, given what happened on Saturday. So you're going to see more of that. Trump's going to be more isolated from the crowd. So it's going to tamp down on, you know, that kind of energy that's driven him forward so much because of these concerns that violent lunatics could infiltrate these rallies and try to attack Trump. Because that's what the media is encouraging by venerating violence, by holding up this guy who tried to jump Trump on Saturday, CNN, and giving him a platform, giving him legitimacy and credibility, therefore encouraging other people to do the same. We're going to be back in the final segment with more news stories. This is Paul Joseph Watson, 4th Hour Overdrive Live, breaking news at Infowars.com. Stay with us.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. There's more money in treating symptoms. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Thousands of years ago, there was a basic form of chivalry. Our ancestors would hear the drums of war, giving the warriors of the tribe a chance to organize and prepare a defense. 60 years ago, when foreign air forces were approaching filled with bombs, they had drums of their own, air raid sirens. But in the 21st century, there are silent weapons for quiet war. Pathogens added to the food and water, to the lining of plastics that destroy our vitality, turn off our hormones, and accelerate our journey towards death. I personally counter this onslaught with Anthroplex. Anthroplex is designed with known organic concentrated herbs to create the basic foundation to normal metabolic activity inside the human body. Discover why Anthroplex is turning so many heads today. It's time for us to take our bodies back into our own hands. And it starts at InfoWarsLife.com with Anthroplex.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
We
are back. It's final segment of Fourth Hour Overdrive with me, Paul Joseph Watson. Now, everything I've talked about over the last hour will be summarised in a video that's going up in a few hours called The Assassination of Donald Trump. That's what the media, the political class, is now encouraging. They can't assassinate his character. They've failed miserably. So now they're actually encouraging his physical assassination by inciting violence, by legitimizing people who attack him. And now we've got a story out of RT, which is related to that. Trump militia, Twitter group, vows to protect Donald's supporters following clashes and stage attack. So basically, you had a bunch of people come together and say they're going to act as a kind of vigilante group to try and protect Trump from these extremists. And what happened? Well, within hours of them setting up this Twitter account, they got 500 followers or so. An anti-Trump extremist direct messaged the creator of this Twitter account a photo of his child's school accompanied with a message, "I'm coming for him." So they had to close the Twitter account because the anti-Trump extremists were threatening to kill this guy's kids. But Donald Trump's responsible for inciting violence. They're just peaceful protesters. The ones making death threats to kill somebody's kids. Just peaceful protesters. The Telegraph is reporting the KKK leader who says he backs Hillary Clinton. If Donald Trump is ambivalent about the KKK and other fringe groups he's been linked with, he can rest assured that for some at least the feeling is mutual. The demagogic Republican frontrunner has come under fire for failing to adequately disavow the support of David Duke. Well, now, William Gwig is campaigning for Hillary Clinton. He's a KKK member. When will Hillary Clinton disavow this KKK supporter? And even if she does, let's ask her to disavow this KKK supporter about 200 more times, even though she's already disavowed him. Because that's what they did with Donald Trump for about 2 weeks. And they still say he hasn't disavowed David Duke. We've got Gateway Pundit reporting video unearthed, pastor calls for execution of gays, then introduces Ted Cruz at conference. So this completely demented pastor is leaping around on stage, ranting about how Leviticus authorizes, mandates the execution of gay people. Then minutes later, he introduces Donald Trump. So you've got this pro-Cruz pastor introducing Cruz, I'm sorry, talking about wanting to kill gay people, saying they should be executed before he endorses and introduces Ted Cruz. So he's spouting ISIS-like hate rhetoric, wanting to kill gay people. He supports Ted Cruz, but Donald Trump is the bigot and hates gay people and he's inciting violence. We have Breitbart reporting pictures, migrants place babies on train tracks, demand racist Europe open its borders. Migrants have placed their babies, toddlers and young children on railway tracks in Greece in a bid to blackmail European authorities into reopening their borders. So you had the signs at the Macedonian border, open the border or die. That didn't work. Now they're actually using their children as human shields, putting them on train tracks to try and elicit sympathy. We've seen that before. We've seen migrants being paid to pose as people drowning in the sea when you can see that they're on the shore stood up. Again, brazen propaganda, and that's why in Germany, anti-immigrant AfD makes huge gains in votes. Exit polls, preliminary results in the German regional elections show significant success for the right-wing AfD party. So Merkel is in trouble, because the German people haven't been represented. They've been censored on Facebook. They've got police visits happening simply for criticizing the migrant crisis. And now you see the conservative backlash sweeping Europe. That's going to do it for the show. Nightly news tonight. Alex will be back 11 to 2 tomorrow. Breaking news at Infowars.com. Thanks for joining us.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.